Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Megan Cullop is off today, but we have a very special Solutions from the Street program for you. As you know, we have been following the adventure of the Guardian Initiative team from San Juan County as they get ready to make their transatlantic crossing to raise awareness of mental health for first responders. Members of Team Guardian have been working on this for, it has to be at least 2 years, I know, and we have been talking with them on and off as they get ready to go on this great trip. And that happens on Monday, December 12th. The trip will start 3,000 miles across the Atlantic Ocean. They are currently at the Canary Islands, and they will end in Antigua. And the race starts Monday, as I mentioned. They're expecting to take about 45 days, and we wanted to bring you a little up to speed as to just where the race is and where the team is so far in this process. Joining me this morning with an update on their mission to row across the Atlantic Ocean, we have two team members from Team Guardian who are joining us from halfway across the world this morning. I'm really excited that this technology is working and we can actually see you guys on the boat. Good morning.
Morning.
That's Mark and, of course, Jared. And you've joined us before, of course, and here you are in, remind us again where you're leaving from.
We are in La Gomera, which is the Canary Islands.
Thank you. And you're on the boat?
Yes, sir.
And
we're on the boat now. We're in where all the boats are moored up waiting for the start of the race in a couple days.
Right. And we can see the boats behind you, of course, on the video. So, of course, I'm encouraging everyone to take a look on the social media and everything as you pan around and show us. It's just amazing. And so how many boats are going to actually be in the race? What is the count so far?
So this year is the largest fleet they've had. There's 43 boats.
Amazing. Okay. And yours is one of them, of course. And so your boat, which we have seen here in San Juan County over the last few months, has been transported over to where you are and arrived safely, and I think that's been kind of what you've been doing this week, right, is getting it unloaded and inspected. Can you walk us through a little bit of that process?
Yeah, the boat actually arrived a little bit late, so but luckily before we shipped the boat to La Gomera, we had a lot of our stuff in order, so it wasn't a long turnaround time for us to get ready for our inspections. You know, we had inspections with our food, inspections on the boat itself and all the gear. We also had a med kit inspection, a couple different installs on the boat for another satellite antenna. The water maker gents were here and they were checking that out. And so we turned the boat around in about a day and a half, 2 days. So we're sitting here ready to go.
Okay. Amazing. And so everything went well, I'm assuming, right? You're all still good to go and everything's all systems go, I guess, right?
Yep. Everything was, we cleared all of our inspections, passed everything with flying colors.
Excellent. Now, I know my co-host Megan, who wasn't able to join me this morning, but she's always very concerned about the food situation on the boat. So give us an update on that. Are you ready to go with the food?
We are. We've got about 900,000 calories packed on this boat right now, total. And it's all packed on the boat and ready to go. Everywhere from Oreo cookies and freeze-dried food. And I even brought green chili with me from New Mexico.
Nice. That taste of home when you're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
That's right. Dehydrated green chili. We can throw in some of our meals we make.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, I'm glad that it's all good to go and ready to go. So today we were speaking on Saturday. So walk me through the next couple of days. What's your guys' schedule like? You and also you are about 7 hours ahead of New Mexico time. So just walk us through, if you would, for the next couple of days, what's the schedule look like?
Sure. So today we have been, continue to just work on the boat, get all of our equipment, in order, make sure everything's squared away. We went out for a little training run today, out rowing, ran our, all of our systems, make sure everything was working well. We're pretty much done for the day today. It's just kind of relaxing. Have some more family coming onto the island this evening. Tomorrow, again, just come down to the boat. We'll probably do a final cleanup, make sure everything's wiped down so we at least start a little bit clean on the boat. And probably more just kind of relaxing tomorrow. Again, the boat's pretty much set. And then Monday, I think around 11 o'clock, the race will kick off.
Monday, got it. And so how are the conditions there compared to what you had back here when you were practicing? What's the weather looks like a pretty decent day there. It looks a little warm. What are the conditions like?
Yeah, it's been, it's been a bit windy here, actually. There's some days with some rain as well, but it seemed the last couple of days have been pretty windy. But we did find a time where we were able to go outside the marina and practice. But they were tracking a couple storms in the Atlantic here the last week, but it looks like it's going to push north and east and kind of out of our way. So leaving the marina on Monday, it looks like we'll have maybe a bit of a headwind. But after that, I think it'll be good. But overall, the weather's been great. It's nice and warm, and just a good atmosphere, good energy here to be able to work on the boat and get ready.
Nice. How about the water conditions, I guess, the waves and things like that? Is that similar to conditions you've been able to practice in? Maybe not at Navajo, but I know you've been all over the place practicing in different bodies of water. So is that pretty consistent with what you were expecting?
Yeah, I think so. I think, along the coast here is pretty similar. But of course, as we get farther out, we don't really know what to expect. Pretty similar.
And this is a global race, of course. And so how has it been maybe meeting some of the other teams from all across other parts of the country to interact with and see their boats and how they put their team together and things along that line? Is that how's that been going?
Great. There's people from all over the world here. Like I said, just the energy is great. We're all going to row across the Atlantic Ocean. Everyone's doing it for their causes and charities, which is fun to hear about and to hear what's near and dear to their heart and be able to tell our story. But it's been great to meet everybody here. Everyone's so helpful, so nice, with a common goal of getting across the ocean.
Right. And so remind us just about how long the trip is expected to take. You mentioned that you're starting this next week, of course. So what's the time frame?
So we are looking at roughly 45 days. That's, of course, our estimate based on, previous years. Because there's a few teams here that are actually racing to win. We're not. We never were. We've always said we're just rowing to raise awareness for our cause. So we anticipate about 45 days. It's 3,000 miles from here to Antigua. And that 45 days is keeping the boat moving 24 hours a day by rotating our row shifts 24 hours a day.
Got you. And remind everybody, you are rowing, of course, to raise awareness for the mental health of our emergency workers, EMS, emergency responders, and that has been your goal since the very beginning.
That's right. Yeah. As we spoke about before, it's a definite issue in the States, and actually throughout the world. There's another team here from the UK that are rowing for mental health and suicide prevention for in the UK. So it's great to connect with them and hear about the struggles that they have in their country. And so it's not just isolated to the US, it's not isolated to just New Mexico, but it's everywhere. And we're proud to be able to bring more awareness to the issue.
Very good. And during the race, I know you'll have some connectivity and to report in, right, with race officials and things along that line, and that the boat is designed to have some batteries and connections and things like that, right? So we'll be able to kind of keep track of your progress, won't we, on the race website?
Correct. The race website, there's an app that they should have the race downloaded today or tomorrow called YB Races. You can follow the race. That I think it updates every 4 hours. Our boat's already been equipped with a tracking device for that. Our social media as well, we will be sending some updates back and forth to our we have somebody back in New Mexico running our social media as well.
Great. And we couldn't help but noticing you've got the drone team with you. They're providing some other coverage as well, are they not?
Yeah, they're here on the island. They're getting footage. They're scoping out spots for when we leave to be able to see us on the drone as we leave. But they've been around. They've been getting a lot of good shots, and we just appreciate them being here with us.
That's great. Well, to be able to record all this and do a good job of sharing it with the wider audience, so that's a great thing. But well, gentlemen, I can't be more pleased to see you both well and ready to go, it looks like, there in the Canary Islands. And all of us back here, of course, are rooting for you. And if we can connect at some point on the voyage, that's great. If not, we'll get some reports from the race and the app and talk to you when you get back safely on shore.
Great, Scott. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Good luck, Godspeed. Thank you both very much for joining me. I know it's a busy time over there. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
See ya.
Have a great day.
You bet. Be safe. My guess, that's Team Guardian. They are, of course, getting ready for the big challenge to row across the Atlantic Ocean, 3,000 miles. We've been following them since the very beginning of their adventure, and we look forward to giving you updates, of course, as they get ready to depart on this really great experience. So thank you both for joining us, everyone. Thank you for joining us, always, of course. This is KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.